Surely, if you don't know the Lord today, there's a time that's going to come when it's going to be too late for you. I am thankful this morning that God in His providence has made a way that I can return back to the Little Mary Church. And I thank the Lord for blessing these brethren that's come and the singing and the preaching that we've heard today. I want you to know you would have to go to and far to hear that sound. It's not everywhere in this land that you can hear that, people. I believe there's a famine in the land that was prophesied of old. He said there'd be a famine in that day, not of bread nor of water, but of hearing of the word of the Lord. He said the young man and the fair virgin would go to and fro and would faint to hear. I believe today there's many a little lamb. They're hungry today, and they're trying to find a place where they can be fed. I'm glad, brethren, for the Little Mary Church and these churches that we have and this our association in this land, that we have somewhere to go, that we can hear the Word of God, that we can feel the presence of the Lord. I'd rather have that this morning as to have my very life. I'd rather feel Him this morning as to speak a million words. Let my words and my speech be seasoned with grace this morning. That I might be able to tell of His wondrous love, how good and how pleasant it is today for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's a blessing today to come together to lift up our voice in song, to lift up our voice and tell the grand old story, how Jesus saves the day, how He delivers us out of a horrible pit and sets us upon a highway of holiness where the vulture's eye cannot see and the lion's whelp cannot trod, but it's for the redeemed of the Lord. They've been redeemed from among men. They've been set on that straight and narrow path, and their light is shining. And He said, the light of the path of the righteous is shining more and more unto a perfect day. I'm looking for the perfect day to come, Brother John, when I can lay down the walks of my life. And I thought as I sit there, Lord, I have nothing made up on my mind. And I thought, Brother Lon, how I was hoping that the Lord would bless these other brethren to take the time. I'm not greedy this morning, brethren. I can sit and listen, Brother Greg, as you said, or whatever God wants me to do. If He wants me to work in a vineyard, well, put me under the yoke and let me bear up the burden of God, the burden of the word of the Lord. Brethren, that I might speak the words of God, that you might receive in your heart the pure and undefiled word of God, brethren, that we might receive it down with our heart. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder of the joint and the marrow, and of the soul and the heart and the spirit, brethren. God searches the deep things, yea, even the hidden things of man's heart, and he is a heart searcher and a range trier of the children of men, and he's searching the deep thing of your heart this morning, and he's looking in this morning, and he's a knocking at your door. He said, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door, I'll come in to him, and I'll sup with him, and he with me. I'll give unto them eternal life, and he shall never perish, brethren. I want you to know the day that God give unto me eternal life, brother. I was born forever, never to die again. Yeah, this morning, friend. But if you don't know the Lord today, you're going to die, and never die in a lake of fire, brother, today. Oh,
He said, blessed and holy that he that hath a part in the first resurrection. And I know I see, I hear him through the land today. They're saying that's at the end and the beginning of the millennium, brother. Friend today, I want you to know that is at the time when you are born again, that you have part in the first resurrection, and on sudden the second death will have no power. Brother, today, what is that second death? It's the lake of fire where he said the beast and the fallen prophets are, brother, and all that make a lie and brethren today are going to be cast into the burning lake of fire where the smoke of their torment send up forever and forever. Don't you want to escape that today? So if you listen, friend, we'll only hear the day. If you only will take heed as on that light that shines your dark heart this morning. Brother, how is he lighting your heart? By his spirit, brother, which searches the deep thing, yea, even the hidden things of man, and will bring the light, whatever is hidden in there, and let you understand that you are a sinner by nature, and you must be, and what you must be, by the grace of God, brethren, this grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, brethren, today. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly and righteously right here in this present world, ever looking unto Jesus. The author and the finisher of our faith. Listen today. What faith are you talking about? The same faith that Abraham had, brethren. Some said, well, we don't have the faith that Abraham had. Well, now, brethren, today, I can only read of one Lord, and I can only read of one faith, and I can only read of one baptism, and by the one Spirit, are you all baptized into the one body? Listen this morning. But God, brother, give unto me that faith. When I took heed unto that light, brother, listen today. God shined that light in darkness, and darkness comprehended the not. And what did he bring when he brung that light, brother? He illuminated your heart. He gave you a little tool to work with, that you can believe upon him, brethren. For without faith, you can't even believe there is a God, brethren. For faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Listen today. If faith is the substance, what is that substance this morning that we're looking for, brethren? Jesus Christ is the substance that I was having home, that I would be seen, and Jesus would come in and take up his abode in there, brother. That's the substance this morning, here tonight, brother. And I believe, brother, I got that substance down in my heart. When I bleed from the heart, that form of doctrine, brother, listen today, and it became in my heart a living soul, friend. That soul was dead and trespassing and sin. I want you to go to heaven, brother. Listen, friend, today, are you crossing that awful deadline? Are you turning the Lord away? Are you saying, Lord, just a little longer, where you be old or young? I was just a young man when the Lord come to me. Just a young young man of 17 years old when I heard the voice of the Lord. And I put him off many a year, brother. I went down and trampled down in mercy. I was about 20 years old, brother, and I began to think upon the deadline that I was crossing, brother, and I was going down worlds without end, and I began to go to the old church. And I began to listen to the old preacher man, brother. And listen today. What did he do for you, brother? It pleased God, brother. By the foolishness of preaching, to save them that would believe. Unto the world. It's all foolishness this morning. But unto us, it is the power of God. Unto salvation, unto the Jew first, and also unto the Greek, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things that not seen. I can't see the air this morning, brother, but I can sure breathe it in this morning. I know it's there. Try hold your breath a little while, friend. You understand where the air's at. Listen today. Try breathing without God, and you'll know He's in charge this morning. Try stopping the sun from going down the night, and you'll know who's in charge this morning. The one that was born in the manger, brethren, and brung eternal life unto them that would believe upon His name. So, friend, the day God has dealt unto every man the measure of faith. And I know there's an argument in the land today, but brother, that don't change the truth a bit. God give you the little tool to work with, and when you believe in God, brother, and put to action, it becomes a living faith. Then it's dead until you believe, brother, and when you believe today, that same little faith, that little tool He give you to work with, it becomes a lively faith, brother. And when He saves your soul, it becomes a like precious faith. It becomes alive then, brother. Then by faith, and whatsoever that you ask in God, in faith believing, it shall be done. Then, brother, sometime I ask and I don't believe, brother, and you know how I know that, brother, I don't receive what am I petitioning. Listen today, listen this morning, brother, if you ask in faith believing, you can say unto this mountain, remove in yonder plain, and it shall be done. You can say unto the sycamine tree, remove in yonder plain, in yonder sea, and it shall be done. He said they'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, brother. I've seen the Lord do that, brother. Nobody has to tell me. It's not in the book, and I don't believe that. Will you believe what you want, friend? Listen today, except you believe that I'm He. You're going to die in your sin. Friend, except you believe that God is able to move that sickness from you. It's going to take you down, brother, today. But I believe this morning we can lay hands on the sick this morning, and the sick's going to recover. It's not because of your hand. It's not because of anything that you can do, brother. But it's because of faith this morning, brother. Faith, what moves the mountain. It takes faith today, and the prayer of the faith of the righteous. Brethren, will save the sick. It's the faith this morning, brethren. And the only faith that will move mountains this morning. That's the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. And it'll move the mountain from you. Friend, do you have a mountain this morning? If you don't know Jesus today, you got the greatest mountain that I know of. And it's going to take you believing upon the Son of God. Jesus said, except you believe that I'm He, you're going to die in your sins. And where I am, you cannot come. But if you'll believe in me, brother, He told Israel, brother, if you believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you no. But I'm going to go away. And if I go away, I'll come again. Brethren, that day He raised His arms. And there was a cloud of glory. Brethren, I received Him into that cloud. And there was two men standing around. They was clothed, brethren, and clothing was. They was angels, brethren. Do you believe in angels this morning? There was two angels standing there. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into the heaven? This same Jesus that you see ascending in shall descend in like manner. Listen this morning, brethren. He said and He promised, brethren. He said, if I go away, I'll come again. And I'll come in like manner, but He's not coming back to be hung on an old rugged cross. He's not coming back to be spit upon, but He's coming King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Listen, when He was born in the manger, He was a king, brother. But the world, He said, He was in the world, and the world knew Him not. I didn't know Him, no. But I'm glad I was born in the grace covenant, brother. I'm glad, brother, I was born in the light. In the light covenant this morning, that I can believe what took place on that day, brother, when they hung Him on the old cross, and He went down into the grave and rose the third and appointed morning. I believe it all, friend. I believe that He was ascended back to heaven, friend, and He sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, all power and glory and honor, and angels being made subject unto Him. We have an advocate, brethren, with the Father this morning. It's Jesus. It's Jesus this morning. The mediator between God and man, brother. The man Jesus Christ this morning. I'm glad that got a mediator this morning that I can cry unto the Lord by faith, brother. And listen today, friend. Let your desire be known unto the Lord. Your prayer and your supplication. And here's another little verse I caught the other day. Not only your desires and your supplication, but with thanksgiving, brother. Thank the Lord for His marvelous grace, brother. Thank Him for His wondrous works. Don't just ask Him and ask Him. Take a little time out. Sister Hester, the song you wrote, I just want to thank the Lord today. All time asking of Him. Sometime I just want to sit down, Lord. I just want to thank You today for the mercy that You give me, for the love that You bestowed upon me. What manner of love is this, brethren? All that ye should be called the sons of God. Then if sons of God were heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, and I want you to be an heir this morning, friend. I want you to take heed as under that light when it shines in your heart, when he knocks at your door. Won't you open up and let the Son of Righteousness come in? He's got life to give you this morning. He's got a promise to give you, friend. No wonder the writer of old said, swing wide you everlasting gates and let the Son of Righteousness come in. Amen. Who is this Son of Righteousness? It's the Lord, brethren, high and lifted up. It is Jesus. Jesus.